The Jonathan Weir Show.
Yeah! Welcome to another podcast broadcast of the Radio Free Jonathan Weir Show with Rod Babcock.
You made me come to your house.
I made you come to my house. We're doing this from my house in my garage.
Different.
It's a little weird. We're a little bit closer.
Why is it different?
I don't know. Are you okay? The lighting's different.
It's not my house.
Okay. Are you going to be okay?
I think it'll be all right.
Okay. I think you'll be fine.
I think it'll be fine.
And let me tell you why.
Why is that?
Because you've been to my house before.
A couple of times.
You've talked to me before.
Many times.
Also, yes. Just because I have certain weird rules about my house doesn't mean that you have to be uncomfortable.
Would be nice once to be allowed on carpet.
It would also be nice if I allowed you to wear pants.
That would be cool, too.
I mean, granted, I did.
Being on carpet would be nice. The pants, I don't mind. I don't.
That was actually your rule that you made up.
I'm fine with it.
Also, I'm sorry about the dog. Once again, we have discussed this. My dog, he doesn't do this to everybody. It's just Rod. My dog rapes Rod.
It's not funny what that dog does to me. I have begged girls to touch me in places.
It was weird when you came to the door today. It was weird when you came to the door today and he got out Kool-Aid. And a Bic pen and a lighter. I don't understand the Bic pen and the lighter thing.
I don't know what that is all about.
I think he was gonna tattoo you.
I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah. But he just got
make me his bitch.
Red Rockets. He was excited. Uh-huh. It is weird.
Yeah, no, it is seriously that dog. I'm telling you, man, that I can't. You need to start warning people as they come to your house. Hey, look, I should warn you now. Don't come in here. Don't come in here. That dog is ready for action.
You don't want any of this.
You don't want any of that. It can't be contained. It's terrifying.
Right.
I do want to tell you. Listen.
Yeah.
Two things. Okay. First of all, I've come across this thing. It's this thing on the internet that I've seen many times, and it's been around at least since 2014. I'd say much longer, really. But it's this movement that I want to encourage. It's this really cool thing, and I have an example, a couple examples. Plus, I wanted to give you a tip. So here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
The movement is people encouraging niceness in society. Okay? And it's really just like a pay it forward kind of thing. It's just being nice. I think it's a fantastic movement. More people should encourage niceness in society, in anywhere, in anything you do. Just... it's this fantastic thing, and I hope that this is the
people
kind of
encouraging niceness.
This is the kind of deep rooted movement that can swell and grow and become huge,
all just in the face of society,
right? And everybody will want to get their hands dirty and really participate,
right? And anybody who doesn't like it can suck it,
pretty much,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, just being so, like, for example, and this is honest to God, a true story. I was at the 7-Eleven right by my house. I go in there a lot. And the lady that, it's a franchise store. The lady that is the franchise owner is there early in the mornings. I talk to her sometimes. The other night, the other night. I went in there and there was a new guy in there, and I'd seen him in there like twice before, but this is his first time by himself doing the overnights. And he rang up my stuff and something went wrong, and it said that he was giving me a refund, and it spat out the receipt and basically told him to give me $12 or whatever.
Wow.
And so I was like, oh, dude, what'd you do? He's like, I don't know, man. And he was kind of freaking out. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, here.
You didn't just demand him give you the money?
No,
that he owed you now?
I said, tear off that receipt that came out and give it to me and let me write on it, because I talk to the lady in the morning sometimes, and let me at least tell her, hey, this weird thing happened and this is my name, and you can ask me about it, but this guy's not trying to rip you off. It was weird.
Right.
It's like, and then just give her that. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you.
So is this
and he's
all
like,
this-
okay. And so he's like, okay, cool. Thank you. And so then I bought my stuff and I left. And so like 2-3 days later, I walk in there and the lady's in there in the morning and the lady's in there. And she's like, I got your note. You know, there's no problem.
What the really hell nice. Kind of accent was that? What are you
know.
Doing?
I don't know.
This isn't that kind of show.
Okay. But anyway, she was really nice about it. It was really cool.
And, which is weird and for her and race, felt, which is what?
I felt really good about it because I had felt like I had done something nice for someone. Right. And hopefully that kind act would encourage
more niceness.
More
in society.
Niceness. That would encourage him to, you know, really go out and yeah. you know, be one of the people that encourages niceness in society.
So you're a P encouraging Enos.
Sure.
Right. All right. Sure. But you're a P for Enos.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess it would be penis.
Yeah. I mean,
people
in the giant cog of it, you're a very small
in society.
You're a very small penis, but you
your penis is good, and, right. and you should. I mean, everybody should enjoy that and spread.
Was all this niceness. Done just so you could pat yourself on the back for?
No, I'm trying to explain to you that there's.
Because it really sounds like ways. You were just like, hey, look, listen to this great thing that I did for this guy.
It was a great thing.
Aren't I nice?
Actually, you know, the only reason I did
aren't I amazing?
Is because when I first started in radio, I worked at a 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. And I swear to you, I've been that dude that second night by yourself overnights and going, oh, crap. They're going to think I'm trying to rob them. I really want this job because nobody has a job that doesn't need the job.
That's funny because I worked at a convenience store and I never once thought that they thought I was going to try to rob them. That never occurred to me. Like once. I never thought if my drawer's short, they're going to assume that I'm stealing money from them.
Why would you not think that?
Because...
That's exactly what
I'd even
think.
Been fired from a place because they accused me of stealing. And
that's right.
That's never been a concern of mine.
Well, you're shifty.
I'm not shifty at all. I think it's because I've got a very trustworthy face.
It's the beady eyes, and then you don't talk to nobody. So they're like, yeah, dude,
these
he's stealing.
Piercing
he's stealing
blue
shit. Look at him.
Ice dragons that I've got embedded in my skull are far from beady or shifty.
Yeah.
They are
and
encouraging.
Nobody dresses like that. It doesn't have a drug problem. There's something wrong with that, dude.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Anyway, Patreon's doing really well. We have over 200 members now. Friday's show, we will, on the 13th episode, which it's kind of funny, Friday the 13th, and then we're going to be doing like sci-fi movies for the list. And, hold on. We have over 200 members for the Patreon, so stop going to the Patreon. We're fine. We don't need any more of your money. I'm just kidding.
Why would you say that?
Go to the Patreon. Just search Patreon Jonathan Weir Show or go to weirshow.com, WIERshow.com, and you can find a link to our Patreon there. For only $5 a month, you can sign up and starting... When is this going to start? Friday?
Next week. Next week.
Yeah,
next week.
Starting next week, we are going to be releasing secret, super duper secret episodes that only people who pay $5 a month through the Patreon will be able... to get. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I don't remember.
That. Okay, good. You want to do some news?
Yes.
Okay, let's do some news. I was told earlier by my wife that she really doesn't like the news theme. So, I don't know what to use for it now.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Now I'm put off by it. I was put off by her dismissal of it. So, you know what? This will be the news theme.
I'd love to comment... but it's hard to talk with this ball gag in my mouth.
Story number one. And this is real news. Thousands have signed a petition asking for fines against people who call 911 to complain about Amber Alerts. So this is a real problem. This is actually in Canada that this is happening. Specifically, this is in Ontario. Apparently, people are complaining. They'll get an Amber Alert, and then they will call 911 to say, hey, stop sending me these goddamn Amber Alerts. I can't do anything about it, and it makes me feel bad, and it's annoying me.
Seriously?
Yes, that is what is happening.
Can you not turn that off on your phone?
Here's the thing. When you read that headline, thousands signed petition asking for fines against people who call 911 to complain about Amber Alerts. You immediately go, what kind of asshole
is
complaining
it's pretty jerky.
About Amber Alerts?
Why would you call 911? Wouldn't you call T-Mobile or whoever the hell your service is?
Yeah, why are you calling 911
or whatever
to complain
and go, hey...
The only thing I think is like, well, maybe these are all kidnappers. Maybe Canada is just full of kidnappers Maybe that's the only reason anybody
lives. That's where
lives.
They go. That's where they go.
That's the reason anybody lives in Canada.
When they have the urge to kidnap, they cross the border and start napping.
Right.
And then they run back to Canada.
And then they make it so that no one would want to live in Canada by calling things like ham Canadian bacon.
Well, it's an awful place.
Yeah.
And they speak French.
Yeah. Oh, or part. They don't. And that's the worst thing. Yeah. Pick a language, France. Yeah. I mean, Canada, whatever you are. And you still have the queen on your money? Well, what kind of losers still have the queen on the money? Anyway, Canada sucks. Here's the point, though. the problem is that in Canada, you can't turn the Amber Alert notification off on your phone. You can't turn it off. So people are getting pissed off because they're getting woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning because some father kidnapped his daughter and is now on the run.
You can't be dismissive of that.
Is that 99% of Amber Alerts.
I understand, but you cannot be dismissive of that because there are times that or reversed with a mother is a
dangerous, horrible person. And I agree with you, yes. But it's not as scary as this random guy.
I know. Have been many arguments going on for a while, especially within the news media and the authority that is, you know, how do we really handle this?
Yeah.
Like, you know, what constitutes a full out, you know,
alert?
Sound all bells and whistles, and yeah.
Well, apparently, it's not just that. It's also the fact that in Canada, these are at the same level as a presidential alert is in the United States. Meaning, not only can you not shut it off, when it goes off, it's just terrifying. People get these things at 3 o'clock
Please
in the morning.
Don't ever do that again. Sorry. I don't know that I can have children now.
Well, you shouldn't have been in the first place. So I was doing society.
It hurt
favor.
Me.
No, your
it
kid, your kid's okay. And the one that you had, you got lucky.
The coin purse area there.
Anyway,
pain.
Point is, they have the same alert level as if we were being told in the United States that a nuclear attack is imminent. Only it's over a kid being kidnapped. And don't get me wrong. Obviously, that's very important. But if you get woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning for this, what are you supposed to do? Go out and start looking for the kid?
It's hard to argue that there needs to be levels.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue that that you shouldn't have that. That you shouldn't have some sort of difference between, you know, oh my God, I need your attention, we're being invaded, and you know, nobody can find Jessica.
Yeah.
Not that Jessica's not important.
But she's not as important as, oh my God, you're all about to die. Make peace with your God.
and yeah.
You know what, though? Actually, now that I think about it, if a nuclear.
They do that shit regionally, right?
Yeah. So, well, no, apparently some of these go all the way across Canada.
See, that's
from Nova Scotia to Vancouver.
That's a problem.
I honestly think that about this, though. If a nuclear strike were imminent, meaning we're here in Overland Park, Kansas right now.
Yeah.
So a nuclear strike's coming.
Launch has been detected.
All of America is going to be destroyed.
We got like 45 minutes.
You have no chance of living unless you happen to live next to or in a fallout shelter. Would you even want to know, or wouldn't you want to just keep sleeping?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to.
Just don't wake me up for that.
Don't tell me.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
No. I'm sure there's a list of really important people. Tell all those people. And leave me the hell alone.
Yeah, those people, you know what? Those people should already know, though. Those people shouldn't be getting a text alert telling them. It just seems unnecessary. It's like, you know, if you're on vacation and your grandma dies and you're on vacation. Don't tell the person until they get back from vacation. Don't tell the person while they're on vacation. You're going to ruin their vacation. My sleep is my vacation from life, is what I'm saying. I need it. It is precious to me. I don't care if I die. I just want to keep sleeping. And it'd be a great sleep, too. Knowing me, I'd probably just wake up and think, oh, this is another night terror. And I need to take Xanax.
Not real.
And just go right back to sleep. I'll be fine. Also, have you ever gotten a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning that you wanted to get? Ever?
No, it's an old saying. Nobody calls after midnight with good news.
No.
No phone call that late is ever good.
There's no point. Why are you? If I'm gonna get bad news, I'd rather get it on a full night's sleep.
Well, and I say, no calls after midnight are ever good news. There are calls after midnight that are like that Rolling Stones song, you know, like that. Hey, man, we're going to come around after 12 with some Puerto Rican girls. It's just dying to meet you. You know, you get those calls.
You get those calls?
It's like a booty call. Or you get like a...
calls still run?
No, nah, I don't get those calls anymore. I never did.
No, you didn't.
I swear to you, I used to. Well, usually because they were like, hey, can we stop by and get something? Because like, we're going to come around at 12 with these Puerto Rican girls that we promised them we could get some stuff. Yeah. And you're the only one that's got no stuff.
Way these chicks are going to give it up sober.
Right.
That's all we're saying.
So I used to get those calls. Or like, hey, we're partying and we need a place to crash. Can we crash at your house? I used to get those.
I know that you have a house. Can we go to you can keep sleeping.
One of my favorite stories, one time I was in my house with my wife, and we had this house that we were renting, and it was, we had a couch, and then over here there was a TV and a stereo sitting on the floor and like a milk crate, you know, it was just to keep the TV off the floor so you could see it better.
Sure.
And that, we had no furniture. So there's a knock at the door, and it's just the two of us there, and it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. We're like, who's knocking at the door? And we open the door, and there's these two friends of ours that are brothers, and they're on either end of a big long coffee table, like an old wooden sturdy coffee table, and they're on either end of it, and they're both really, really toasted.
Yeah.
And they're looking at us, and they're like, hey, we thought you might want this coffee table, and we want to know if we could party over here, because we were at the park. We don't want to be at the park anymore. Can we party at your house? And we were like, sure, come in. And then it was literally like, they said it's okay. And like 17 people came from around the side of the house. It was great. We had a good time. But
it's like, if you don't crush those two ants that sneak in through the door.
Yeah. No, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Then they bring everybody in.
Second story. And I love this story. Mayor offers reward to first couple to have a boy in a village where only girls are born. This is in Poland. For 9 years, only girls have been born in this village in Poland for 9 years.
Why, out of
40 to 50 births, only girls have been born. They don't,
for 9 years.
They don't know why.
That doesn't make, there's not, that's, that shouldn't be statistically possible.
Yeah.
I mean, literally,
maybe
just
like everything,
you know,
in the
like
town,
the flipping of a coin, you know. Yeah.
And maybe the town like slants to the left, because I've always heard if you just kind of jerk left at the end, then that like hits the fallopian tube on the left side.
What the hell are you? Seriously,
you heard that before?
No, there's no.
Just get it right there. That's a girl.
Oh my
god! You don't do that during coitus with your wife. You don't go, ah, that's a girl. That's a boy.
No, no one does that.
Nobody does that. I can't. I can't not do it. I have to do it. It's the only way I can get off.
You know that's the dumbest thing in the world, right? Like, there's no...
Well, obviously, I don't really do it.
There's,
I think it,
no,
but I don't say it.
There's no way to make a boy or a girl. It's a crapshoot.
It's
which is why this is so weird.
Yeah, and by the way, doing it in the crapshoot, you're definitely not going to
get... Well, yeah. No, that's
fact.
Mm-hmm.
Though there was a bishop that said doing that results in gay boys and girls. It's true. I don't know.
No,
I don't think that he understands how... I mean, I know you're a bishop.
Well, I understand what he was thinking, but that's not right either.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Anyway, the mayor says, quote, for my part, I have decided to reward the parents of the first boy. I will not reveal exactly how, but I assure you that the gifts will be attractive.
Okay, no.
Listen to that. But the gifts will be attractive.
Yeah, it's creepy, but it makes it sound like everybody in the village is like, all right, don't have a boy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not,
They're not doing it on purpose.
And it's not like somebody goes, oh, like you're saying, it's all right, roll over on your right side and now we'll have a boy. So we can get the prizes. That's the dumbest.
Apparently, they're having problems with it.
Wouldn't you be less concerned about trying to give somebody a prize to have a boy than going, what the effing hell is wrong with our damn town?
Here's the thing. I wonder how much of this is true. They claim that like that it is a problem. Like there are certain jobs that I guess
what
this gets into a sexist
area. What
have
you done to the local salmon, sir?
But the local fire department's all women. So, you know, like once
I'm sure their calendar's very hot.
Yeah, but speaking of calendars, at least once a month, they're just like, I'm not putting out that fire. You know what? Screw those people. You know how they are. You know how women are. Oh my God. You know how they all are. Every single one of them.
How is it? You know what it is? It's having a board in front of you.
Yeah.
Because when I had the board in front of me, I would just say the most obnoxious stuff. And now all of a sudden, I'm the voice
of
reason. Our
roles really have reversed.
Yeah, it's fun. Because you should not say that. You can think it, but don't say
it. Think about being that first boy, though. If you were the first boy born, how much pressure is
how
on you?
Easy is it going to be for you to get tail in high school?
That, but also, okay, so this village has a soccer team.
That is the most sexist thing I've ever said, I think.
He's the only person on the soccer, on the boys' soccer team representing the village. He's got, and also, what if he's, like, just kind of a dumpy kind of...
What if he's gay?
What? Oh, God! Yeah.
What if he's the only gay in the village?
That would be great.
That would be the greatest thing ever. Right. Oh, my God. I would...
The mayor, like, gives them the prize.
He
and then
shows
10
up
years
later
and
he's
like,
give me the Cuisinart back. Give me back the Cuisinart.
We saw that kid singing along to musicals. We saw him.
Oh, no. He tried out for Oklahoma... And he tried out for Chicago.
He wanted to play that whore in Les Miserables. It was weird. The kid is weird.
Trying to talk the teacher into doing cabaret next year.
Because Liza is where it's at still. His direct words. His direct words.
Right out of his email.
I quote from his email.
I'm quoting from his email.
My Little Pony Lover, 7297.
There's going to be a PowerPoint presentation this weekend, evidently. So give me back the Cuisinart. No, I'm telling you, that is the weirdest thing because it's just an odds thing. You know what I mean? When it comes to...
Yeah, I don't know how that happens.
How in the hell...
Well, who knows? Maybe it's backdraft from Chernobyl or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's Poland. They got some of that. I don't know. My favorite story. Listen to this. My favorite story of the week. Headline. Passenger in clown suit prompted mass cruise ship brawl, say witnesses. This is the only story I'm going to read directly from.
Did you...
Yes.
Use the phrase mass
cruise ship
brawl.
When you think about it, I bet there are a lot of fights on cruise ships, right? Because everybody's drinking all the time. You're stuck on this giant floating hotel.
You're all stuck together.
You're stuck together. You right. get off, granted, like
yeah,
once a day or whatever.
Same
but still, it's the same people, and I got to see them again. Maybe you make friends with them at first, but then he hits on your wife, and you're like, ah, oh, they're swingers.
The dick in the room next to us that gets drunk as hell and cries himself to sleep every night singing Danny's song. And every night going, we ain't got money. So love you, honey.
If he doesn't have money, why is he on a cruise ship?
I don't know.
Those things are expensive.
But he just cries himself to sleep every night singing that song. It's so awful. That dude says one word to me at dinner, I'm punching him in the face.
He's doing Islands in the Stream, but only the Dolly parts. It's weird. Okay. This was on a British cruise ship in Norway. Here's the direct article. Richard Gaisford of ITV's Good Morning Britain, who was on the cruise, said he was alerted to the incident when a 2 a.m. emergency tannoy announcement. I don't know. You want me to look up what tannoy is? You know, we do Urban Dictionary quiz. We should totally do British slang quiz at some point.
Oh,
That's
weird stuff.
Oh, it's a British manufacturer of loudspeakers. So it's like megaphone.
Okay.
It'd be like a megaphone announcement. Called for security, rushed to the 16th floor restaurant. Gaisford tweeted on Saturday, quote, there was blood everywhere. Violent late night brawls in the buffet on
no
the
kidding.
P&O
blood
cruise.
Everywhere, huh?
Britannia left staff who intervened injured as
sounds
passengers used furniture and plates as weapons.
This sounds a little more exciting, a little slap and shove. I just assume that's, you know.
That's what, yeah. No. This is the beating the crap out of each other with plates and furniture. Witnesses told me they were so frightened they had to hide as family groups fought. That is something I've never seen in my life and always wanted to see. Family fights. Like just one family versus another.
Oh, because you
fuck
know
family
when
Family Feud. I want family brawl. I literally want the families to just beat the crap out of each other.
Oh my God, that would be the greatest right? television show. Because you know when it comes down to it.
Get the grandmas involved.
Damn it, that's your family, dude. Yeah. And you're all going to be back to back going, bring it, motherfucker. Come at me, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see that. And, you know, there'd be the one person in the family like, get out there, Dad. Why don't you go first?
Well.
Yeah, you take him, Dad. You'll be all right. He's a big guy, but you're...
No,
you're,
when
you're,
it comes down to it...
No, if it was my dad... First of all, my dad would probably be siding with the other family if he thought they could win in the first place. You're like, oh, I didn't raise any winners, okay?
Oh, no. When it comes to that shit, I don't care how wrong I know we are.
Yeah.
You again? Oh, yeah. If it's us against them,
you're,
all right,
you're back in your family.
Come on, here we go.
How is this not already a show? he said that after hearing the tannoy, he went to the restaurant where he found shock passengers. Quote, one witness, part of a group involved in the trouble, explained to staff that things kicked off when another passenger appeared. Listen to this. The whole thing started when another passenger appeared dressed as a clown.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
This upset one of their party because they specifically booked a cruise with no fancy dress. It led to a violent confrontation. Okay, so I had to look this up because I also thought, like,
no fancy dress.
What kind of weird cultural norms are you used to that you see somebody dress as a clown and go, oh, I didn't know this was a kind of
fancy
party. I'd have brought my tuxedo.
If I'd have known it was going to be that kind of party, I'd have stuck my
dick in the mashed potatoes. Anyway, apparently fancy dress just means like a costume party in England. So I didn't know that, but that's what it is. But I love the idea that there was somebody at the party who saw somebody come in dressed as a clown.
And went, lost their
shit. Hell no. Grabbed the plate, broke it. It was like, I'm going to take care of this shit right now.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
I just suddenly,
bingo.
You know what I just suddenly had in my mind? Chris Farley missing the end of his nose.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
In the Dirty Work.
Tight checkered jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, just busting a beer bottle on the... Bring it, clown! So, yeah, that's what it was. Basically, somebody decked a clown.
Somebody saw a clown.
Somebody who thought it would be funny to show up dressed as a clown.
Yeah. All right. Second idea. Clown fights. That's all I want. I want to see normal people who are terrified of clowns fighting clowns. That's what I want.
Just fight or flight.
Fight or flight, yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be terrifying.
Also,
those poor clowns.
It's good that we finally know what happened to the Insane Clown Posse, because... I've been worried about that. It's been a lot. It's been a long time since they were just our society's common joke.
If you think about, okay, I've been in, and when you were a kid, maybe, I guess, depending on where you grew up, you were in situations where you were at a party or at a bar or whatever, and a fight broke out, or you were at school or whatever.
Sure.
And it got really bad. You just leave. Or right before... Like, as you see it escalating, you know what I mean? And this is going to, let's just get the hell out of here before chairs start flying.
Yeah.
You know, you remove yourself from the situation.
But this is a cruise ship.
The hell do you do?
Yeah. Well, that's why they think families were like sheltering.
Yeah. So, I mean, at some point, where the hell are you going to go? Or like, I want to go back to my room, but in order to get there, I got to go that way.
Look, I was trying
to. That's where the mosh pit is.
I was trying to get back to my room, but somebody was curb stomping Bingo.
Oh.
And I could not get. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's
See, and I don't want to fist fight Isaac the bartender just to get to the damn elevator so I can go back to my room and not and be involved in this crap.
I'm from it, you dummy.
Cody Akins at AkinsBCRepair.com. Not a sponsor of the show.
Not a country music artist.
Also not a country music artist, which you find very disappointing.
I keep telling you, man.
You know what his real name is?
What?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh.
I'm not going to tell you.
I just assumed it was...
It's not Cody Akins.
Oh.
I will tell... It's Mike Honcho. He spread his cheeks in Playgirl magazine as Mike Honcho. True.
Oh
Ask
God.
Him about it next time. No, that's not his real name, but I'm not going to tell you his real name because he would be mad at me. Honestly, he'd be a lot more mad. There's nothing wrong with his name. He just really doesn't like it. Cody Akins, though, at AkinsPCRepair.com. If you need a refurbished computer, he just got a brand new stock of them in. So if you're looking for if you're looking for a new computer, but you don't have a new computer money, go there. We use one of his refurbished computers to do this show every time we do it. That's how good his refurbished computers are. I wouldn't honestly trust anybody else to give us the hardware for this show because, let's be honest, I'm a paranoid lunatic, and if anything went wrong, I would be very angry. Haven't had one problem with this computer in the, you know, it's going to be a month on Friday.
Yeah.
Since in the month that we've been doing the Radio Free Weird Show. Also, he can fix it.
I know, because my wife tells me all the time, do you know it's been a month? Sorry.
Also, he can fix anything wrong with your cell phone. If it's running too slow, maybe it's a battery issue. If the screen's broken, he can replace the screen. He can also put a brand new case on it, put the screen protector on the case. I actually dropped my phone earlier today here in the garage, hit the concrete floor from, I don't know, like 5 feet up or however high I was standing. It just fell out of my hands. I have to say, it's made me a little cocky, his cell helmet stuff, because it's so good that I was like,
It didn't even cross your mind that it was going to be
cracked. It didn't even cross my mind that and indeed nothing was wrong with it.
I dropped mine the other day in the basement and scooped it up, and yeah. A buddy of mine was over, and he's like, you're not even going to look? And I'm like, what? See if it's cracked. I was like, no, dude, it's not. No. And I looked down at it and went, it's not cracked.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. So AkinsPCRepair.com.
Cody Akins, the country music.
AkinsPCRepair.com. Make our
watching
computer guy
porn on a broken laptop ain't no fun.
Make our computer guy your computer guy at AkinsPCRepair.com.
Oh, good.
And we're back. I want to talk about a little bit of a personal thing. Obviously, we've talked enough about me being laid off and all that stuff, so I don't want to talk about that necessarily, but I was talking to a friend of mine.
Okay.
Who works in radio. He works back in Illinois. He's still working in radio, but I was like, I can't believe they did this to me.
Is it Max? Anybody listening?
It was not Max. No, it's not Max. No,
I think it's Max. It's Max.
It is not Max.
Okay, it's not Max.
But he told me, because I was like, I can't believe they did this to me. And he was like, yeah, you know, it sucks. This is why people always talk about radio is a really tough business, because this stuff kind of happens all the time.
Yeah,
because
people get canned when you least expect it.
In sometimes. My world, I was like, yeah, but it won't happen to me.
Right.
Because I'm great. But it did. And so anyway,
you know,
he goes,
you say it,
yeah,
it's just dickish.
What, when I say I'm great?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's just
dickish. That's kind of cute. Yeah. Aren't I adorable in my dickishness?
No.
Nobody out there hearing me thinks, oh, he really thinks he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's adorable because they know that inside I'm decaying and dying and shambling.
Crying yourself to sleep at night.
I'm just rattling down the street like a broken...
Singing Danny's song again and again.
What is your thing with
that? I don't know.
Why do you keep referencing this?
Somewhere it jumped in my mind and now it's all I can think about is a guy that sings himself
to sleep.
He's like, fine. He's a party animal.
Yeah.
And every night he goes home. He's like, later, dudes. I'm going to go home and get some sleep. He goes home and he lays down. You got everybody's like, man, that dude's got his shit together. He's awesome. And every night he's like,
we ain't got money.
I'm so in love with you.
All right.
In the morning when I rise.
Okay.
Sorry.
So anyway, I was talking to my friend about this, and he said, I was going off, and he's like, yeah, radio sucks, blah, 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 blah. He's like, let me ask you this, though. Did they do it to your face? And I was like, yeah, they fired my entire body. They didn't say, like, your legs can come here. And he's like, no, did they
call him on the phone?
Face to face.
Don't come in.
Yeah.
Because I got one of those, but it wasn't don't come in. It was, hey, by the way, we just changed formats.
Well, listen to what happened to him.
So we still want you to come in tomorrow, but you're going to be doing a different job.
Well, at least they did that.
That happened to me.
So he said, hold on, let me tell you a story. I went, okay. He goes, 10 years ago, I was working at a radio station I really liked. They paid me okay, but the benefits were terrible health insurance. Like it was a good station, but just I knew I could be doing better.
Right.
And I got this offer from a place that paid a little bit more, but the benefits were amazing. Like the healthcare was insanely good. I knew I could take better care of my family. And so I went, okay, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to jump ship and go to this station across town.
Yeah.
He does that.
I got a better offer from a better station.
He's working at that station. He just left his job at the other station. He's working there for a month, and everybody's telling him, you're doing amazing.
No, you're doing a great job. You're doing a
great job.
So glad you came over and started working here.
Yeah, we have never had, you are the employee of your generation. Yeah.
Anytime you start a new job, you either get that,
and
or you get the talks that I got, which were, look, everybody really likes you, man. And the thing is, we need you to pick up your productivity a little bit.
So he tells me,
spend too much time in the bathroom.
The worst mistake he ever made was he believed them when they told him, you're doing great and we love having you here.
Uh-oh.
Because one day, literally a month to the day that he started at this new station, he got a text at 3 in the morning.
Oh, my God. At 3 a.m.? Seriously?
Saying, from the PD, saying, hey, just want to let you know, we're eliminating your position. We appreciate you coming to us, but you haven't worked with us long enough for me to give you a letter of recommendation. Good luck. He called the PD. He didn't answer. He texted the PD. Dude totally ghosted
him. Just ghosted him, yeah.
Couldn't get back into the building. They canceled his key card. No, they canceled his key card. He didn't get severance because he hadn't been there long enough. Like, they literally cut him off at the point where benefits would have kicked in. So he was left with nothing. They already replaced him across town at the other station. And he said,
Why would you do that to someone?
And he didn't get another job for like 6 months.
Look, I know shit happens.
Yeah.
And I understand, you know, business is business. But why would you do that to someone?
That's what he kept around.
That was just cold-hearted dickishness all the way around.
And no one else at the station would get back to him. And he was like,
of course not. They're all like, dude, that's the worst thing ever. I feel like a jerk and I don't want to face you.
Yeah, because, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah, I've been wondering why some people haven't reached out to me.
I would rather talk to you about the time I banged your sister than this.
So anyway, he had no idea what happened. He said it totally screwed him up forever because it made him every job he ever has had after that. It's made him paranoid.
Yeah, the more they say, hey, you're doing a great job, you're like, oh, God.
Oh, God. What's going on? No, because and I associate with that because I was getting pats on the back up until the day I got fired.
Well,
so the pat on the back eventually came a shove out the door.
Yeah.
But
all you learned is there is no point where you don't have to worry.
Yeah. 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 You just always have to worry no matter what, which is
pretty much always
fed into my psyche. Well,
so
here's my question.
No, but hold on real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Even if the PD of that station is somehow directly involved with the morning show of that station.
Yeah.
To where he actually has to get to work at 3 a.m. every day.
Why did he wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
There is no reason for someone to send anyone a text at 3 a.m. that's not, you know, as my mother would say, flood, blood, or fire. Anyways...
The title point of her sex tape, too, by the way.
Well, she was an apartment manager, and it was, you know, do not call me unless it's an emergency. So what's an emergency?
Flood, blood, or fire,
period. Right. If it's not that, piss off. Figure it out.
Sure.
So anyways, that's, you at least wait till 7, 8 o'clock in the morning.
You would think so. You would think so.
3 a.m.? Yeah.
Well, and I think, he'd have been at work by 7 o'clock in the morning. So maybe, like, all I can think is maybe the boss meant to fire him the day before. They already had like deactivated his key card.
Incredibly chicken shit.
Yeah, and he couldn't call him. And like the boss woke up in a panic at 3 o'clock in the morning and texted him. I don't know
today.
But yeah, he said he never could figure it out. Nobody's ever given him a straight answer.
Wow,
he has no idea what he did, and it's made him paranoid. Every job he's had.
Yeah, and for text.
What did I do to get fired? And am I going to do it again?
Right.
Am I going to do that again? Did I say something to somebody? Am I going to say that again? I don't know. Boy, I want to do this with this, though. What's the most passive-aggressive way somebody has ended a relationship with you or you have ended a relationship with somebody else?
Okay.
I love that laugh.
It's awful. When I was a kid, I didn't have text. And that's the stories you usually hear is the breakup. You know, the guy breaks up with the girl over the text message, and you know, how heartless can you be? when I was a kid, we didn't have text messages. I mean, you wrote notes in school, literally. So, you know, you always hear the stories about people breaking up with a text or something, or you know, when the worst thing I ever did job wise was just no call, no show.
Oh, I would, yeah,
and that's awful.
It's I never ever did that.
And I did that a few times when I was a kid, and that's awful. You know, or just walk into the boss's office at the moment you're supposed to start your shift and go, "Hey, I don't work here anymore. Here's my key to get in the building. I'm leaving."
Now that this is from recent history.
But if something like that were to, you know, that's the kind of thing. So the point is, when it comes to breaking up with a girl, like I said, we didn't have text messages. But, okay, when I was 13 years old and I thought I was cool and I was stupid, and, you know, you're stupid when you're 13 years old. Uh-huh. And I had a girlfriend and I didn't want that girlfriend anymore because she was annoying because I was only 13 years old and mm-hmm. she was, you know, like clingy, too confining.
Yes.
I was a 13-year-old kid, you know. I was stupid.
Stop making excuses for yourself.
It was one of those things.
I feel like whatever you're about to say isn't as bad as the excuses you're making.
No, it's pretty bad.
Oh, is it?
It's pretty bad.
Okay.
So, also when I was 13 years old, the classic rock station in town that I enjoyed very much there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the 98.9 KZEW, the Zoo.
The Zoo.
I think it was 98.9, something like that. The point is, they had an all-night request show. And so all night, every night, overnight, there was this dude that would come in there and do it live, and he would take requests, and he would play people on the air saying, you know, "Yeah, man, will you play this one for Steve? Hey, Steve, rock on, dude!"
Wait, hold on. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What?
So they had like a live DJ.
Person, yeah.
An actual human being. Who was making like inroads.
Probably two. I'm assuming two guys, but at least one guy.
He had fans, and there's like... There's
oh, God, everybody loved that dude.
Everybody loved the dude.
I don't remember his name, but I loved the show.
And it was like you were more likely to listen to the radio station because this guy was live and breathing and on air, and you could call him and talk to him, and he lived in Dallas.
And he played all the deep cuts.
So he's local. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, it was great.
No, because what you need to do is instead just pay somebody $5 an hour to come in and go, "Hey, it's 98.9 KZW with another hit from Motley Crue." Whatever. That's what you need to do.
No, that's awful.
Because obviously that's what you need to do.
That would be
because
awful.
That's what corporate radio does now. So if you're not doing that, that's obviously a stupid idea.
That's awful.
Because they all know better.
No, Rod. That Johnny Fever like dude that was on late at night, played all the deep cuts, is the first place I heard certain songs by the Doors and Zeppelin and stuff.
I can't believe they got away with something like that.
That guy was the best, thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, it was mostly callers and just him a little bit. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I wanted to break up with the girl and I called the show and I did a request dedication thing and said I was going to break up with her.
What was
like
the song?
11 o'clock. And I don't want to tell you the song.
What was the song?
I don't want to tell you the song.
What was the song?
Free Bird by Skinner. The like 14-minute live version.
I got to be honest with you. You're my best friend. And having said that, even though I know we get along great, I've always felt like you were the coolest guy I've ever met, especially when you were
until
younger.
Until right now.
And I can honestly say I've never done anything that dorky.
I was 13.
Because I'm free as a bird now, bitch.
We had moved and
oh my God.
Like it would be the equivalent of we had moved, like, say...
Freebird.
Shut up. We had moved from Olathe to Independence, like that kind of an equivalent in Texas where we lived. You know
sure,
what I mean? I'd
sure.
moved back to Arlington from Irving.
You moved to Independence because you were free as a bird.
And so I didn't want to have a long distance relationship at 13. And at that time, that was a long ass ways. You know, I couldn't pedal my ass over to her house.
Oh, it's a huge change. And you know, the bird.
Fuck off.
This bird,
I was
you
a
cannot
kid.
Change.
I didn't know.
This bird, you cannot change.
Oh, I didn't know, man. And I was like, I can't date this girl anymore. And it's like Free Bird, you know, man. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to call
it. Oh, my God. My only experience with something like that is
God, I feel like such a horrible person.
You should.
I should find her and like just be like, I'm so sorry that I tried to break up with you. I did break up with you over over the radio with Freebird.
Hopefully she hears this and she still has not forgiven you.
She lives in Norway now.
Then she definitely could hear it. It's a podcast. The only experience I kind of have like that is I love Weezer. Or loved Weezer, at least their first two albums, so much that I got a Weezer tattoo when they only had two albums, and those albums were like two of the best albums of the 90s. And they had this song on...
I like how you turned it into a Wonder Woman tattoo, though.
That's what cooler. It is. Oh, so much cooler.
And it looks really good. You wouldn't even have known it was Weezer if you hadn't
told me. So anyway, they had a song on their second album, Pinkerton, called Pink Triangle. And I called the overnight DJ, who was probably about to get fired because it was like 1997, and I called him and I said, hey, my friend just got dumped by a girl for another girl. Could you play Pink Triangle to try to cheer him up? And went, no, can't play that one, dude. And I was like, well, this is an all request thing. Why can't you play it? He's like, just can't do it.
That's why.
But maybe tell your friend to invest in some video recording equipment. And then hung up on me. And that's when I realized I should totally go into radio because any jackass can do this, apparently.
What a dork.
Yeah. So the other story I have, I personally...
That's not a cheer-up song for that, because that is literally what just happened to him.
Yeah, and I don't know. I feel like Rivers is going through it, too. By the way, I did not have a friend who was broken up with
you just wanted to hear the damn song.
I just wanted to hear the song. I like the song. I was trying to get Weezer out there. Anyway... I also used to call the point
trying to wheeze it out there.
I also used to call the point 105.7 the point in St. Louis, and I would harass them about Limp Bizkit. Like every time they played a Limp Bizkit song,
why are you doing this?
Yeah, I'd be like, what happened to you guys? You used to be cool. Like, why are you playing this? And I like, you just play Creed. I literally could, instead of playing Creed, I'm going to take the phone into the bathroom, and you can hear me taking a shit. Because it's going to sound better than Creed. And the DJs were great. And that's actually a DJ I talked to, who I later on met, and I felt bad for giving her so much shit over the music that she had no choice over.
Well, yeah, you don't understand.
She was always like, oh my God, and I hate it too. She's like, I hate it so much, and I'm so sorry. I hope that we start making some better programming decisions soon.
When I first started working in radio, talking to people, and even my own perception of how much freedom there was to play songs was like, no.
Yeah, you're not free as a bird.
So anyways.
Okay, but I've never broken up with anybody because me and Katie have been together
still
forever.
Still so embarrassed about that.
You should be.
You had one girlfriend and you married her.
Yeah, I married her.
And
you're
still together.
Still together. But
she has left you but hasn't told you, so you've never experienced any of this stuff yet.
You know what? Honestly, if she did leave me, I would be shocked if she told me.
Yeah.
I would be like...
No, she would no call, no show.
Yeah, she would totally... Yeah, she would ghost my ass. We live in the same house and she feels like she ghosts me sometimes. Anyway, point is... I love you, Katie, because I know you listen to the podcast now. My friend Chris...
I do love that woman.
My best friend growing up, Chris Carpenter, he broke up with a girl at like Boy Scout camp or something like this.
Girl?
I'm sure it was a girl. I just don't remember what kind of summer camp thing it was. And it doesn't matter. And now I'm in a detour that doesn't matter. Okay. Getting back to it. He had this girl. He didn't really like her. She was very annoying. And he wanted to break up with her, but he didn't want to just tell her. So he's sitting there playing this game called Chrono Trigger with all of his friends. They're all sitting around playing it. And she's there. And you can name your character in the game. And he named his character, Beth, I can't take this anymore. I'm breaking up with you.
Really?
So not only did she see it.
She's sitting next to him.
Yeah.
And then his character pops up with the character name written on the screen.
I'm breaking up with you. And honestly, I've always thought, like, at the beginning, she probably thought, oh, he's naming the character Beth because he loves.
Beth.
And then it was Beth, it's Beth, I love you. And then it's Beth, I can't. What do you mean you can't take this anymore? I'm breaking, like, just slowly as she's putting it together. Just had to be so horrible for this poor girl.
Wow.
If she's listening, and Chris, you know this too, she's better off no matter who she's with.
Oh, yeah. Way better off.
Oh, my God. You want to play ER or not?
Oh, we have to do that. That's the thing. Yeah, we teased it. We
So it's
posted it.
It's time to today. Play a little game called ER or not. We asked you guys to call in.
ER, like
ER.
ER
or not.
ER.
ER or not.
ER.
Yes. Depressing or not. A donkey with a tail stabbed into his ass. How is he not depressed? Anyway.
I know. He's obviously on an overdose of
you know what? When I was a kid, I always would think of Eeyore as like, oh, God, what a downer. I hate this freaking guy. And now as an adult, I'm like, Eeyore is the only one on the show that makes sense to me.
Identify.
I get Eeyore.
Now you watch The Grinch. You're like, I get why he wanted to live by himself. I even see why he's a little pissed off at Christmas time.
Yeah, you watch SpongeBob. And you're like, you know what? I'm feeling Squidward.
Yeah, you know what? You
I
know
get
what?
It. I get it, Squidward.
Squidward was not out of line.
You just wanted some
Squidward
goddamn peace and quiet.
Was not out of line.
That he's a sponge. He should be able to absorb anything, except for he can't absorb the fact that he's pissing you off. All right, it's time to play ER or not. We asked you guys to call in. We gave you a number. I'm not going to give it now because I don't remember it specifically. But we had a ton of calls. We're not going to get to all of them today. But we are going to start with this.
So now we got fuel for future shows.
Yes, we do. This one is Evan. And by the way, the way this game works is, if you've never heard it, do it before. This person calls in. They tell us a story about a time that they hurt themselves. And then we have to guess whether or not they went to the ER or not. Okay? Here we go. So this is Evan.
Hello, my name is Evan, and this is my ER or not. At the age of 17, I decided to finally get circumcised. What? Terrible story, I know.
Can we stop? Yes.
He age says this so casually, like, I went to go get a pack of Skittles one day.
I decided, you know what? I
want to see what. At the age of 17, I decided to get circumcised.
I decided to take the cap off.
Like many young men of that age do.
Yeah. So this is what worries me.
So I tied an onion to my pants because that was the style back in those days.
Neither one of my sons are circumcised. And I made that choice after researching it and talking to the doctors. The doctors are like, it doesn't really matter. It's mostly a cosmetic thing at this point. They'll be fine. Nobody in Europe is circumcised. And
it's just a matter of,
Yeah, it's honestly, it's an aesthetic thing at this point. And I never thought that one day when they're older, they might be like, you know what? I'm going to rebel. Because 17, you know what it was. You're like, you know what?
Yeah. What? Do I know what?
It's fun. Good times. You know what? You, Mom and Dad.
Ah, there it is.
I got to get my foreskin removed to teach you a lesson.
So, see, I just, as you're talking about that, I have this horrifying vision of, like, walking in a room with a, like, whacked out of his mind on acid kid standing there in his tidy whities with blood everywhere and, like, a butterfly knife and a little piece of foreskin in his hand. Going, you didn't want mine to look like yours? Well, now it does.
At the time of my circumcision, however, I also was attending a local firefighting academy. And a few days after my procedure, my crew and I had to do equipment inspections on some of our fire hoses that we had. And if there's any firefighters out there, the way that you uncoil a fire hose is you straddle the hose.
A lot of uncoiling of hoses.
Okay,
in this
I'm
story.
Just saying this whole fire hose inspection, I'm thinking, is part of why he wanted to get circumcised at 17, going to the fire case. Somebody made fun of his weenus.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, dude, what's with the turtleneck there? And so he's like, well, I'm going to get that taken care of because I don't want to make fun of
when he looked at the fire hoses, the was he like, you know, this thing would work but a lot better if I just cut the tip off of the end. Why does it need that? There's no point.
Oiled hose. You grab it so it's vertical with the ground. You grab one end and you give it a good thrust up and a fling, and that allows the hose to unravel.
Yeah. It's like a bicycle.
What?
It's like a bicycle. I've seen them do it. They're like bend over, and it's almost like you're pedaling a bicycle when you're kind of unrolling the whole hose.
Right.
Where this is going, and I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Not
either.
Only did I unravel my hose successfully, I might add, I also unraveled my little buddy.
Okay.
Never heard the phrase "unraveled my little buddy" with more disdain. Even if you're talking about the doll, my buddy, and somebody, some psychotic father to teach their kid a lesson, just took it apart strand by strand in front of their kid. Still a lot less disturbing than the context in which he's using it. Well, there you go.
The best.
I'm assuming he means the Band-Aids came off.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. The sutures
unraveled. Sutures. Yeah.
The way I can describe it is wearing a long sleeve t-shirt that had shrunk in the wash, and you go to extend your hands out and your sleeve goes halfway up your elbow.
Oh my god.
Did I go to the ER or not?
All right, here we go. Did he go to the ER or not? So
please God, yes. Please. Okay, here's,
I'm assuming bleeding profusely from the weenus.
For me personally, there are few things in this world that make me rush to a doctor, and one of them is the package.
Yeah.
Is the whole general...
Anything happens on there?
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
I don't mess around with it. I don't mess around with it.
Oh, yeah, the twig and two berries.
So that's what you would do, but...
So it might, like my son, the sickness and bloody nose and all that stuff, I'm like, okay, all right, we'll deal with it. First time I walked in and his junk was kind of swolled up and red, and obviously some sort of infection going on, I lost my mind, dude. I was, like, crying and calling my mom. I'm like, well, I don't know what to do!
All right, so obviously you would have gone to the ER.
Yes.
But let's think of the context of this. Evan was doing this firefighting thing. He's with
paramedics,
a bunch of
everywhere.
Paramedics. Also,
not most, but some firefighters are also.
There's usually
paramedics.
An EMT on the crew. But also, there are a bunch of tough dudes, you know, like Rescue Me, Dennis Leary types.
Uh-huh,
are they going to be like, oh, dude, you got to go to the ER, or, oh, God, you got to tough it out?
I don't know,
one of those things, though, if you're a real man's man, you'd be like, that's something you need to go to the hospital for.
My dick hurts right now. Like, just sitting here, I can't stop thinking about it. Because, like, generally, okay, here's the thing. I'm going to be real honest with you, ladies. Uh-huh. You don't know this stuff, okay? Generally speaking, the penis itself is it's kind of an armadillo. It's an armored little thing, and it's pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's the coin purse that is very tender,
sure,
and very delicate, and you don't even brush the coin purse
leave
wrong,
it alone.
Or you'll leave a man crying in the floor. However, the rest of it, you could beat the crap out of that usually, and it's usually pretty fine.
Yeah, we do.
Smack that thing around all over the place, slam it in a dresser drawer once in a while.
I have a very abusive relationship.
Absolutely.
Having said that, do you think you went to the ER or not?
I still can't explain to you how bad my dick hurts.
Okay, all right.
Please tell me, yes, he did. He had to. Because your dick would hurt. I know there's paramedics. I would be like, dude, I don't touch my package.
I'm gonna say
get me to the damn ER.
I'm going to say he didn't go to the ER because there might have been an EMT there who could have helped him right away.
I would have insisted.
Okay.
I still am, like, queasy.
So let's see if Evan went to the ER. Evan, did you go to the ER or not?
No, I did not go to the ER. At the fire academy I was attending, we also had an EMT program, and the EMTs that were in training there were able to doctor my little buddy enough so I could go to my doctor later in the afternoon.
No, There's no way I would have
16 out of my 18 stitches.
16 out of his 18 stitches.
He had, okay, first of all, the fact that you had 18 stitches.
We did enjoy it.
I just want to bow to you, sir. Right? Yeah, I couldn't imagine that I had 9.
I'm not doing that.
So the point is, you pulled 16 of 18 inches, stitches. Isn't that what he said?
He said stitches, yes. Stitches. Yeah, yeah, not inches.
Freud was right.
I'm done. Yeah. I guess you said he, you think he went to the ER. He didn't. Because, like I said, he had an EMT.
He got ER like care.
But he got ER like, so does that count?
I don't.
Because I think otherwise he would have gone to the ER.
Obviously. Obviously.
So that's the one thing you
don't.
Right.
I don't mess around.
I think
we
were both right. He went to the ER and also to EMT.
I got in trouble one time for a discussion, like a round table kind of discussion about. That's what scares me is cancer. What about, you know, what really scares you? Yeah, cancer for sure. Oh, yeah, cancer. What about you, Rod? Waking up without my penis?
Like, it's not even cut off. It's just
it's gone. Like, just wake up and it's
overnight.
Not there. Yeah, it's my biggest fear. Just like, what the hell?
All right, we're going to do an ER or not at the end of every single show. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Just stay tuned for that. And we'll have a new show on Friday. Friday is going to be the Friday list. Look for that between 6 and 9 p.m. on Friday. If you like the show, make sure you listen to it. Wait, no. If you like the show and you listen on Apple Podcasts, go on the podcast app and leave a review the show and tell people about the
show.
Seriously,
I don't care who it is. Tell people, like, if you have to take the bus, and you're waiting at the bus stop, and the dude sitting next to you, it likes to try to say something to you, go, I don't know.
The Jonathan Weir Show is great.
I don't know what you're saying, sir, but you should listen to the Jonathan Weir Radio Free Jonathan Weir Show with Rod
Babcock. Yeah.
Radio just, Free Weir Show with Rod.
And here's the thing. We're in the top 500 podcasts in America right now, so we're doing very good.
Tell everyone.
And you know that we wouldn't be that high if the show wasn't good, so you can feel comfortable recommending us to people. I want to be in the top 100 maybe by...
Review that shit everywhere.
Maybe next year this time. That would be great.
Anywhere there's a chance.
Oh, don't forget, also, Friday...
I'll stop bugging you now. Sorry.
On Friday, we're doing karaoke.
That's right. Friday's karaoke. And then the list with Josh. Josh the Weirdo is coming to my house, and we're doing the list. And the list is going to be best sci-fi movies that do not include the universe of Star Wars or Star Trek.
Right. And... we're going to start doing Patreon next week. We're going to start doing secret shows. A lot of stuff happening on the Jonathan Weir Show. But we're done with it for today. Good night, good night, good night. Happy birthday, Bill. Horses feed it.
Take this, bitch.